that's just kind of like how it was all the way up throughout high school. It even is the same nowadays. My dad will still make us wake up for the 8 a.m. service, even though we don't need to do that to get up that early for the service. But even now, he still is very dedicated in getting us to service. So flash forward up to high school, senior year, life's going great. I had a girlfriend of 2 years. I was starting on the football team on both offense and defense. I had a friend group that was, I like to think, pretty popular in the school, but, you know, that's to each their own. But I was what you would think is a perfect, ideal high school experience in my eyes. I was still going to church every week, but church was just kind of like one of those things I do to check off that box every Sunday. Well, everything was going great. Everything seems perfect, but just how life normally is, that all came crashing down on a random October senior year. It was all of this that I'm about to say happened in about 1 week. Our football season ended with a loss that kept us out of the playoffs. I found out that my closest friends, who I had been best friends with for all of high school, had a secret group chat without me and were hanging out without me. And that girlfriend that I was talking about that I had for 2 years broke up with me and then that night slept with someone else. So we were in the dumps. We went from peak high school experience to about 2 days later in the dumps. With that being said, though, I really had nothing to ground it on because all my church experience was just going there and checking off the box. I'd go to church every week following that, and it just felt empty. I'd hear stories about how God is changing people's lives, moving in their lives, and I just felt completely invisible in the sermons. I remember so many nights crying out in my room, completely silent, so my family didn't hear, and just asking God where he was. I had been doing everything perfect, God. Like, why are you not here to help me when I need you? Church, as I said, was just completely autopilot. To my family and friends, I looked pretty normal. Everything was going fine. But deep down, I was in a depression that I had no idea how to get out of. Flash forward all the way up through the rest of high school. I hurt a lot of people with this. I tried to build back up my ego and doing things such as partying, girls, anything like that. I had been accepted to Ohio University, and I previously was like, oh, I want to go to Ohio University for the academics. But now I was looking forward to the partying aspect of it. Flash forward into college, welcome week, instantly got into the party scene, and I thought, I'm back. You know, it's back to high school peak. I'm where I'm supposed to be. But I still felt this kind of emptiness in my heart. That's when I filled out a questionnaire that had a free DP Dough gift card on it. So I said, why not? I filled that out, and I got messaged by a guy named Brandon from Crew, and he probably reached out to me 37 different times before I actually responded to his text message. And the whole reason I responded is because he promised to get me free Chipotle. So I said, you know what, I can barter with this guy a little bit just to get some free Chipotle. Well, those Chipotles turned into one Chipotle, two Chipotle, and then it ended up being like a week of free Chipotle. So I'm like, sick, I'm scamming this dude, and I'm getting free food in the process. But as we were going through, he kept saying things that kept hitting me harder in the heart. And I said, you know what, I'll twist his arm a little bit. I'll come to some of these events and see what this is all about. I started attending 180s, and I started to feel a little bit of calling in my life. I then took a step of faith and went to first year getaway, which was one of the craziest things I thought I'd ever do as a freshman here at OU. But I ended up meeting my best friends that I still live with now today and still hang out with weekly. Slowly, those retreats and events turned even more and more into then fall retreat, winter conference, winter retreat, which little plug about winter retreat, I know we're not going to be at Scioto Hills, but it's not really the place, it's the people. And if you've been to winter retreat, you definitely know that. We come to 180 every single week. It's the same place, but you know 180 is special because of the people that make it. With that being said, I started meeting up with this guy named Rule. Every single week, Rule was challenging me to grow in my faith, take steps that I never thought I would be taking, and I felt to begin to change in my heart. As that kept going, the turning point really came for me at Brookfield Church, which I know a lot of you guys attend on Sundays. At the end of the service, the pastor prayed, and he said that he felt like someone in the room needed to hear that God sees them and is with them. And instantly, that moment, I thought, that person is me. I started tearing up knowing that God really had been with me this entire time, even though I felt like he had completely abandoned me. I felt God's presence, and like I had never before, I made a decision that no matter what my circumstance would look like, I would fully commit to my life to Jesus after that. Since then, my life has completely changed for the good. I've shared my faith on campus, gone on retreats every single semester, and that even led me to go on a mission trip to Estonia, which I never thought I would ever go on, which is also a summer mission, little plug if you are looking to go to Estonia. And yes, the doubts still come. I still have those feelings of that I'm abandoned or I don't feel that, but I completely trust God in those moments now. I've completely recognized and realized that I could lose everything tomorrow, my friends, my plans, even the dreams I've worked so hard for, including my career, and I would still be okay because my life isn't built on the people or success or circumstances, but my life is built on Jesus Christ, and he is completely enough. With that being said, that was my story. If any of that resonated with you at all, I'd love to talk after 180. I'll be down here, or I might be up getting a Texas Roadhouse roll, so you might catch me up there as well. Or even if you just want to sit down and grab lunch, I'd love to do that as well. But my name's Noah, and that was my 180 story.